Are you ready for an effective Christian life? Are you ready to see Jesus working today in your life? Everywhere you go, and all around you, and in the lives of the people around you, are you ready to see that? Are you ready to see Him working? Well, He tells us what to do. For this to be a reality, He lets us know through His Word that basically you just need to let Him live through you. To see all of that, to see Him work all around you in the lives of others, you just simply need to let Him live through you. Well, let's look at it. Let's look at it. Turn to Galatians chapter 2. And let's look at what God teaches us in these verses. Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. But first, let's pray together. Father, we just thank You for Your love for us. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. Lord, we thank You that it is living, that it is active. Lord, that Lord, it's more like a phone than a book. Lord, that we can open Your Word, and Lord, when we read with an open heart, You speak to our heart. Lord, would You get me out of the way? Would You move me out of the way as Oliver just prayed, Lord? And Lord, may we hear Your voice. Thank You for the Word that You have for us today. Thank You for Your message. Lord, help me right now to allow You to live through me so that we may hear from You and not me. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Galatians 2, verses 19 to 21, God tells us this: "For through the law I died to the law." This is the Apostle Paul writing. But God's Word. "For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing." Man, we see here, let Him live through you. We see that in these verses. Let Jesus live through you. And we see how to do that here. That we see, first of all, that there's a new way to live. There's a new way to live. We see that in verse 19. "For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God." There's a new way to live. You see, let's look first at the old way. There was the old way to live, but now a new way has come. The old way was trying to be justified by observing the law. What does that mean? That's to do good enough. To follow God's rules and His laws and His plans and His will for your life. To follow all of those things the best that you possibly can. And then to hope that through it all, as you obey His rules and His laws and follow His plan and His will, that He'll be happy with you. He'll be pleased. This is the old way. That through all of that, He'll be happy and you'll be, as the Scripture calls it, justified. You'll be made right with Him. So that there's nothing between you all. He's removed everything and you're made right with Him. Well, that's the old way, through doing all those things. But we realize, and anyone who attempts this realizes, and Paul writes here, realizing that you can't be good enough, that this way just does not work, that no one, no matter how hard they try, can be good enough to please God? Who are you comparing yourself to? Well, if it's a person, well, maybe you could do better than somebody. But you see, God's standard is Jesus Christ. How do you do when you try to obey God and please Him and do the best you can and do His will? How do you measure up when you look at yourself compared to Jesus Christ and how well He did that? That's the standard. That's God's will for you. That's the standard. And of course, we all fall way short. For all have sinned. Romans 3:23 tells us, for all have sinned and fall short. Fall short. Way short of the glory of God. And we see this in the old way in Romans chapter 7. When you get a chance, go read Romans chapter 7. That whole chapter is nothing but the Apostle Paul, whom you would think, the Apostle Paul. Wow, a righteous, holy man. I wish I could be like the Apostle Paul, you would think, right? Read Romans chapter 7. Through the whole chapter, Paul's just saying, goodness, the good I want to do, I don't do, and the bad I don't want to do, I keep on doing. And he just goes on and on about, man, I can't do the good I need to do. And this bad is, it just stays with me. And finally he says, who could save me from this body of death? That's Romans chapter 7. Because it's the old way. Paul is expressing that's what it's like. That's the old way to live. The law, instead, and what it does, now basically God's laws and His standards and His rules and the Ten Commandments and all of God's law, basically what we learn from that and what we learn from other scriptures, the law, instead of making me good, it shows me how bad I am. You see, that's not the way to live. The old way, trying to please God, trying to obey the Ten Commandments, trying to do the best you can, that's not a way to earn God's favor. All that does is show you, the law today shows you how sinful you are. Now, are we still held accountable? Yes, that's God's will. His law is His will. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be held up to God's standard. But we can't reach it. We can't do it. And so God has provided a new way. There's a new way for the struggle that Paul's talking about in Romans 7. There's a new way, and we see it in chapter 8. You get over to Romans chapter 8, and then you see the answer. You see God's new way. But you see, the law today, when I compare myself to it, when you compare yourself to it, and you look at all God's standards, it shows you how sinful you are. It shows you how bad you are. And the soul that sins, it shall die, God's Word tells us. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. So we are in trouble. But then in Romans chapter 8, we see these laws at work. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, In Romans 8, it says that through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is the new way. There's no condemnation. There's no being found guilty and sentenced to punishment for those who are, what, in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life, that's the new way. That's Jesus Christ. That's the Spirit of life. Him, His way, faith in Him, the law of the Spirit of life set me free. God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. When we repent, when we turn to Him, when we put our faith in Him, He comes in. And now that new way, the law of the Spirit of life, Jesus Christ, sets us free from the law of sin and death. You see, that's the old way. You see, we're all under the law of sin and death. That is, God says that you've sinned. We've all sinned. And that we're dead in our trespasses and sins. Before we receive the law of the Spirit of life, and our spirits are dead. We're dead because of our sins and our trespasses. And it's the law of sin and death. And there's nothing we can do about it. It's in our nature. It's our sinful nature. And so that's our predicament. And the penalty is death. It's the law of sin and death. Sin and its penalty. The punishment. The punishment for sin is eternal death. And separation from God from all eternity. That's what we're under. Before the new way. Under the law of sin and death. But the law of the Spirit of life, Jesus Christ, sets us free from the law of sin and death. So, the old way was trying to please God and obey well enough, be good enough, and then maybe God will accept you. But see, that's your effort. That's your human effort. The new way is faith in Christ. The new way is not you doing anything. It's you putting your faith in somebody else who's done it for you. The new way is you putting your faith in Jesus Christ. That's how you receive God's favor. That's how you please God. By the new way. We see it in, just back up just a little bit in verses 15 and 16. You see the old and the new way. Look at that. Verse 15 and 16. We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified. That means to be made right with God. You're pleasing God. A man is not justified by observing the law. That is, being good, doing all the right things, following all the commands. A man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So, we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law. Because by observing the law, no one will be justified. There it is right there. That's the whole thing. Right there. By observing the law, if your focus is pleasing God, obeying the commandments, doing the best thing, maybe I'll please God. Maybe He'll be happy with me. If that's your focus, you will not be justified. You'll never please Him. It's impossible. It says it right there. You will not be justified. Because by observing the law, no one will be justified. But what did it say right before? But if you choose to put your faith in Christ, you will be justified. That's somebody who was good enough. Amen. You can't be good enough. That's somebody that was good enough. Put your faith in Him. He'll make you justified. And that is the new way. And so what does this new way do? There's a new way to live. What does it do? Now, I don't have to be concerned with pleasing Him. Every 5 seconds, everything I do, I'm just focused on obeying the commands, doing the right thing. I don't have to be focused with pleasing Him because He's already pleased. If my faith is in Jesus, He's pleased with me. So now I'm free. I don't have to be focused on everything I do, pleasing Him with every little step. He's already pleased because my faith's in Christ and that's what pleases Him. So now I have the opportunity to live for Him. You're free. Now I can live for Him. Do you see that? In verse 19, for through the law I died to the law so that I might live for God. So now, instead of focusing all my energy and effort, that takes a lot of energy and effort, trying to obey and please God and do all the right things, know the commands, and that's a lot of stuff. But now if my faith's in Him, I can just focus on living for Him. Because I'm already pleasing to Him. My faith's in Jesus, that's what pleases Him. And now I'm free to just live for Him. Just live for Him. We see it again in Galatians 5:13. Look at that verse. Just flip over to the right a little bit. We see it right there. This freedom and what it enables us to do. 5:13. You, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. So you're free now. You're pleasing to God. If your faith's in Jesus, you've pleased God. You don't have to be trying to live to please Him. Now, you're free to just serve one another in love. Just live for Him and serve one another in love. You're not worried about trying to please Him now and earn His favor. That's done. He did it. Do you see? Do you see it? Do you see it? There's a new way to live. Well, next, live it. There's a new way to live that's been laid out for you. So now, live it. We see that in verse 20. And I tell you what, you may want to memorize this verse. This is one that just sits in my heart. I remind myself of it probably every day. And the Lord speaks this verse to me probably every day. But look at it. So now there's a new way to live, but do it. Now, live it. Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. You see, I've been crucified with Christ. The old me is gone. The old me is gone. You see, the old me is my sinful nature. It's the nature that I was born with because of Adam. Way back when mankind sinned, I'm born with a sinful nature. It's my natural way. It's my natural bent. It's your natural way. Your natural bent is a sinful nature. That's why you don't have to teach a child to be bad. But you do have to teach a child to be good, right? Our nature is bad. The nature is a sinful nature. We call it, the world calls it a human nature, your human nature. God calls it our sinful nature. That's our naturalness. We're born with it. David talked about how I was conceived in sin from birth. Now, there's an age of accountability. A little bit later on from Scripture, we see that God will then hold a child accountable for their sins at this certain point in time. But we're born sinful. Born with that natural bent toward evil, not good. Not God. So, I have been crucified with Christ. What? The old me, my old nature, all this stuff, down to the core, my wicked heart. You know, Jeremiah says the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful. Who can know it? That part of me. That. And that's why Jesus said in Luke 18:19, when he was talking to the rich young ruler, and the rich young ruler said, "Good teacher." And he went on to ask him a question, and Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Now, of course, I think Jesus was saying, "Are you calling me God?" Yeah. Testing him a little bit because he was God. But Jesus said a true statement there. No one is good. Why do you call me good? No. You know, if you do think I'm human, why are you calling me good? There's no good humans in and of themselves. We have a sinful nature. It's in our nature. No one is good, Jesus said, except God alone. All of my sin, all of me, you see, it was all put on the cross 2,000 years ago. For I have been crucified with Christ. So when Christ went to the cross, all of my sinful nature, all of your sinful nature was put on Jesus. Your old nature, your old self, your flesh. It was all put on Jesus. And it was crucified there 2,000 years ago. It was all put on Him. That's why His sweat was like drops of blood in the garden. Your sinful nature, all your sin was being put on Him. And you were up there with Him, your old self. You were up on the cross with Jesus. And so He says, I have been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live. Because what happened? Jesus took all your sin and your sinful nature. He nailed it to the cross. He punished it. God poured out His wrath on it. Punished it. It is dead and gone. Your sins and your nature went underground. Jesus died, paid that full penalty. And then 3 days later, He came out. He had conquered it out. Now it's dead and gone. It's been nailed to the cross. There's your old nature. I've been crucified with Christ, and now I no longer live. What do I mean? I am my old nature, my old sinful nature is dead and gone. Jesus took care of it. Praise the Lord. Jesus took care of it. It's gone. That's why Augustine, the church father, you know, he used to have a real immoral life, and he ran off and left his mother and her faith and went and just lived wild, did all this stuff. This is Augustine, the church father, incredible church father. And he left, but then Christ got a hold of him. Christ changed his life. And now he became a new creation. What he knew, I've been crucified with Christ. That old me, all that wild living, everything I've ever done, it's been crucified with Christ. It's gone. And now I no longer live. And now Christ lives in me. Augustine knew who he was in Christ. And one time he was walking down the road and one of his old lovers from the past caught him and saw him and said, "Augustine, Augustine." But he kept on walking the other way pretty fast. And she said, "Augustine, Augustine." She said, "It is I." And he turned back at her and he said, "Yes, but it is not I." And he took off. What happened? He's gone now. The old things are gone. He's been crucified with Christ. It's over. It's done with. He's brand new. It wasn't him anymore. Now Christ lives in him. I've been crucified with Christ, and so have you if you're a believer. The old you is gone. It's dead. Don't live out of that anymore. Don't live out of that flesh anymore. Don't let it have its way. It's gone. It's dead. It doesn't have any power over you anymore. It's over. You've been crucified with Christ. You don't live anymore. That old stuff. Now Christ lives in you. He lives that you're brand new. He lives in you. And now the life you live in the body, you live by faith in the Son of God who loved you and gave Himself for you. Well, what does that mean? Well, this glove right here can't do a thing in and of itself. But if my hand is in it, it can do anything my hand wants to do. Well, you've been crucified with Christ, and now you no longer live, but now Christ lives in you. There's Christ, there's you. Christ now lives in you. And so now the life, you're still in the body. You still have your body. I still see my hand. I'm still in the body. I'm dead and gone, but I'm still in the body. But now Christ is in me. And so now the life I live in this body, I'm going to live it by faith in the one who's in me. I'm not going to try to live and, you know, live my life, do what Derek wants to do. All that. No, Christ is in me. I'll live by faith in Him. So let Him live through me. Let Him live His life out through me. Christ is now in you. And so you can, yeah, you're in your body, but you can let Him live through you, right? You can live by faith in the one who's in you and let Him do what He wants to do. So you live by faith in the one who's in you. You stay focused on the one in you, Jesus Christ, and you let Him do whatever He wants to do. And so now when you look in the mirror, yeah, that's a sad sight. You still see yourself. Well, for some of you. But you still see that body. But you can look in the mirror and say, I have been crucified with Christ. Old me is dead and gone. Christ lives in me. I can't see Him, but He's in there. And so now the life I live in this body, Derek, you're dead. You're gone. You're done with. I'm going to let Christ live through me. So I might see Derek, but Christ is in me. Christ will live through me. That's the same way with you. So, live it. Live it. Do it. Let Him live through you. There's a new way to live. Live it. Believe that He's in you. Let Him live through you. And finally, share it. Share it. All this stuff is pretty good news, isn't it? Isn't that pretty awesome? That the Lord Jesus Christ is about to live in and through you if you'll let Him. And He's just going to use your body and you're about to just see Him work and see Him do whatever He wants to do, go wherever He wants to go, talk to whoever He wants to talk to. You're about to just see Jesus work all around you and in the lives of others if you'll just be that glove and just let Him do it and live by faith in Him and watch what He's going to do in you and through you. Now that's pretty exciting, isn't it? So that's the final thing. Share it. Don't keep this grace to yourself. This is pretty amazing stuff here. Look at verse 21. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Well, share it. Don't set aside the grace of God, His free, unearned, undeserved favor, love, and mercy poured out on you. Don't set that aside. I like the acrostic of grace. God's riches, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches. Everything God has for you and wants for you. God's riches at Christ's expense. Didn't cost you a thing. It's free. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. We deserve death and hell for our sinful nature, everything we do. But no, God wants to give you His riches. God's riches, but somebody's got to pay for it. It's not free. Christ did. On the cross with His blood, everything. Come tonight and let's read about what He did in John 19, what He did for you. Very expensive, but it's God's riches at Christ's expense and it's given to you. So share it. This is everything. This is the difference That grace is man's way versus God's way. Man's way is religion. You know, I can do it. I'll work at it. I'll try harder. I'll do it the old way. That's it. You look at every religion in the world, every religious teaching I've ever heard of other than Jesus is that way. You do something. You earn it. Well, that's religious. That's your blood, sweat, and tears to God. But you see, this grace is relationship. That's Jesus did it all for you. You just trust Him and you receive it. And that's God's blood, sweat, and tears to you. That's the difference. But you know what? People set it aside all the time. I was talking to a woman earlier this week from this church. And talking about, you know, that core issue. Well, what's going to get you into heaven? What are you trusting in to get you to heaven? And she was saying, well, you know, I've being as good as I could, being the best Christian I can be, and just, but it, what is that? It's a lot of I'm trying, I'm working at it. That's the old way, isn't it? But we kept on talking, and I was sharing with her this new way. Look at this, and she, you know, she saw it. She believes. She was. It looked like she was believing that new way. What do we do when we believe that old way? We set aside the grace of God, this incredible gift. Don't do it. Don't set it aside. He died to save you. You must totally trust Him. Get it in your heart when you receive His grace and His love. And then He wants you to not only receive it, but then grow in it. Understand this grace more and more. Grow in it. Just keep growing in it. And then as you receive it and then you grow in it, you're not going to be able to help but share it. It's so incredible. It's so wonderful. It's just contagious. You're just going to want to share it with people. You just got to get it off your chest. You're not going to believe how good God is and what He's done for you. This is amazing. And you're just going to want to share it. But you need to receive it. You need to make sure you've got it. And then you need to be growing in it. Be amazed by what God's done for you, His love for you, His grace for you, and then share it. So, how do we see Jesus right in our midst, doing incredible things all around us and in us and through us? Let Him live through you. It's a new way to live. Live it, and then share it. So, what will you do as a result of this? What will you do? Maybe you've realized that you're not crucified with Him. You need to die to your old self. Maybe you realize, I'm living in that old way. I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to please God. I'm trying to do good things. Well, maybe you need to repent, like we talked about. And Carol had this new understanding. Maybe you just need to believe that new understanding. Maybe you just need to have a deep change of mind right now and say, I'm done with the old way. Okay, I'm just trusting Christ. I'm just trusting Jesus. This new way, this is amazing. I'm coming. And you come, you walk down that aisle as Chris leads us. You give your heart to Jesus and let the newness begin. Maybe you're trying to let Him live through you. Maybe you are a believer and you're letting Him live through you. But you know that if you truly let Him live through you, He's going to go to a church and He's going to join and He's going to get plugged in. And maybe you're resisting joining this church. Maybe that's the way He's speaking to you. You let Him live through you. And if that's what He's trying to do through you, get up. You let Him get you up out of that seat and walk down this aisle and join this church. Maybe you just need to pray. Maybe He's speaking something to you and you need to pray about it. You can come up to the altar. You can pray here during that song. You can pray at your seat. And maybe that's just you just need to let Him live through you. And you're learning this as a new thing, and you're excited about it, and you're just going to do it. We'll pray that you do it. Well, I'm going to pray. And Chris, you can come and lead us in that invitation hymn. Father, we just thank You. Lord, whatever You are speaking to each person, Lord, speak it loud and clear to them. And Lord, help them to just die to self. And let You live through them and do whatever You want to do and lead them the way You want. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.